All right, let's go to Jenny in Southern California, and she's got a question about shoes and her downloads, the feet. Okay, let's pick you up. Are you there, Jenny?
Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So you're trying to clear your downloads?
Well, I was just wondering, since our feet are a big download area, can the materials of our shoes contribute to adding more toxins?
Boy, you're absolutely right. They sure can. And, of course, one of the things that I have been working on and we hope to have for all the QRA practitioners for 2009 is classes on acquiring energy eyes for all of our all of the listeners and all of those patients, simply because you can then test every question. For example, I'll give you an idea. A friend of mine gave me a great pair of leather work gloves, and I was sweating like a pig here in Texas working outside, and I noticed that my hands are stained. I test the stain, and it's toxic. Uh-oh. Not too good. So then I have to mud pack my hands to get the junk off, okay? But, you know, God bless them, it was a very thoughtful gift, and I never even thought about it because it looked like they were leather, you know? But they were heavily stained. So, yes, you do want to be able to do a very quick toxicity test on the bottom of your shoes, your socks, your all your clothing. And you women are, I think your clothing is something almost from some kind of a bad sci-fi movie. I mean, at least I can go in and buy cotton and wool and normal things. You have some kind of a synthetic menagerie to go for. I really think you guys should be out there looking for more natural things to wear. And certainly that can be a factor, but you can test each of these to see which is good or bad. But yes, if you got a pair of shoes and you wear them barefoot and you sweat heavily, could one of the curing dyes be mobilized that's very toxic? And the answer is yes.
So anything that, like, I really need a good pair of work boots, but anything that I see out there, it has waterproofing, and the insoles have that wick moisture to keep the feet dry.
Well, what you can do is wear a couple of pair of socks to insulate yourself.
Okay.
And this is a trick that there's certain types of shoes that you have to wear in with steel tips and so forth, depending on where you are. And these test from hell. So, yes, wearing a couple of pair of socks can be a really big insulator. And that's what I'd recommend. And, of course, whenever I'd run a marathon or something, that's what I would do anyway, because instead of getting a blister, I'd just wear out a pair of socks.
So even a good pair of athletic tennis shoes, if they're leather, that would be better than the synthetic material that's there?
I can't guarantee that. Uh-huh. What I have found is most of the synthetic insoles for the running shoes are just fine.
Oh, good.
What I find is the real problem, at least for me, has been the leather insole ones, whatever they're cured with. Some are excellent, some are terrible. So it's really hard to answer your question. That's why I'm saying you need to acquire energy eyes where you can do the one-second toxicity test with the bidigital O-ring and be able to tell for yourself whether or not this is something you should use.
And okay. That's not going to be available till next year?
Well, we have to teach classes in this.
Uh-huh.
And we will be announcing classes in 2009.